A teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent, on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't you get a trade-in on your smile? Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, your midterms and flunk shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean those clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Woo! Baby, get moving. Why keep those feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream.
This is J.D. Doyle, and this entire segment of Out Radio will be Divalicious. And I'm only going to play one artist, the amazing Billy Porter. That song was Beauty School Dropout, and he played a guardian angel in the 1994 Broadway version of Grease. Billy has done a lot of musical productions over the years, with the most recent, of course, being his Tony Award-winning role as Lola in Kinky Boots. We'll get to that toward the end of this show, as I'm going to take things kind of chronological. And that means I start in 1992 with his winning performance on the TV show Star Search, and a song, A Dream Is Out There With Your Name On It. The sound is not perfect, but I'm just glad it was preserved.
Afraid. You're sure to find your way. And when the voice that's deep inside you says take a chance, that's what you got to do. Follow your heart, go where it leads you. It's telling you, take a dream out there.
with your name on it. There's a wish long way just waiting for you. There's strength from within that you can depend on when it seems that your schemes are falling through.
Once upon a time, I had tides to control. I had moons to spin and stars to ignite. And they threw flowers at my feet when I walked through the town. Once upon a time, I had lives to protect. I had rules to change and wrongs to set right. There were people at my side and there were rivers I could guide. I wanted nothing in return. Let me out of here. Give me back all my dreams. Let me out of here. Let me please see the sun. Let me out of here. At least tell me what I did wrong. I'm king of the world, chief of the sea. High in the wind, at least I used to be. And I'm king of the world. Please set me free. Let me remind them of my promise. Live my given destiny.
That was a bit of a 1994 demo of the song King of the World from the Jason Robert Brown musical Songs for a New World. Billy was in the original cast and was one of the musical inspirations for the writing, and ironically was not able to be on the eventual cast recording, done off Broadway the next year. I understand the reason he was not available was that his new record label, A&M, did not want him recording elsewhere. A pity, as it was not until 1997 that Billy's debut album was released. It was called Untitled, and the record company did allow a song from the new album to get out ahead of time on the movie soundtrack for First Wives Club. The song was called Love Is On The Way.
Got to learn to forget. Starting on my own, with every breath I'm getting stronger. This is not the time for regret. And I don't need to hang on to heartbreak, oh baby, when there's so much of life left to live.
Love is on the way. Love is on the way. Time to find the pages. I don't know when, but love will find me.
to begin, and it's coming as sure as the heavens. Oh, baby, I can feel it right here in my heart. In my heart, love is on the way. Oh, wings of angels, I know it's true. I get over you. Love is on the way. Time is turning the pages. I don't know when, but love will find me again. Oh,
also from the album Untitled was a bit of the Paul McCartney song, Maybe I'm Amazed. In 1996, Billy and a stellar cast took part in a concert called Sondheim A Celebration. For it, he contributed a blend of two Sondheim songs, Not A Day Goes By from Merrily We Roll Along and What Can I Lose from the film Dick Tracy. Thank you.
somewhere come into my life, and you don't go away, and I have to say, what can you blues. Why keep concealing everything you're feeling? Say it to her, what can you lose? Maybe it shows she had clues, which she chose to ignore. Maybe though she knows and just wants to go on as before, as a friend, nothing more. So she closes the door. Well, if she does, those are the dues. Once the words are spoken, something may be broken. Still, you love her, what can you lose? But what if she goes? At least now you have caught up her. What if she had to choose? Leave it alone. But I just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying. And
just wonderful. Some of the songs in this segment I've had to edit to allow for the most material as possible, but I just couldn't bear to trim that one. We're up to 1999, and that was a busy year for Billy, with projects showing quite a degree of variety. He did a duet with Jordan Hill called Destiny on a Jim Brickman CD, and stepped it up with a song called Sinner Man from an Alvin Ailey dance troupe recording called Revelations. That one was later used as backing for a number on the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. And finally, on the TV series Shake, Rattle, and Roll, he ably did the role of Little Richard on Long Tall Sally.
But if I never found you, I'd never have this feeling in my heart.
How did this come to be? I don't know how you found me, but from the moment I saw you, deep inside my heart I knew.
Baby, you're my destiny. You and I were meant to be.
With all my heart and soul,
I give my love to heaven home.
And as far as I can see, you were always meant to be my destiny. Ooh. I wanted someone like you, someone that I could hold on to and give my love until the end of time.
But forever was just a word,
just a word,
something I only heard about. But now you're always there for me. When you say forever, I'll believe.
Baby, you're my destiny. You and I. As I can see,
from now until eternity,
you were always meant to be
my destiny.
You're my destiny.
Baby, but he's having a lot of fun, oh baby. Woo!
Billy Porter doing Little Richard. Who would have expected that? Now, you'll hear a little bit later how the show Dreamgirls was very influential to Billy. When he saw a number of it performed on television on the Tony Awards in 1982. So he was delighted that almost 20 years later, in 2001, he got to perform the role of James Thunder Early in Dreamgirls the Concert. And among the songs was Fake Your Way to the Top.
13 years of solid gold platters, rising costs and cocktail chatter, fat DJs, stereophonic sounds. The game of hits goes around and around, but you can fake your way to the top. Running around, try that part, baby.
Running around,
hey, fake your way to the top.
Running around,
oh, you fit right in there, sweetheart. You can fake your way to the top. I knew you had it, and it's always real, so real,
always so real.
When you're coming
down. Ladies and gentlemen, the wildest man in show business, James Thunder Early.
Together with time.
to spare, time to learn, time to care. Someday, somewhere, we'll find a new way of living. We'll find a way of forgiving somewhere. There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Somehow, forgiving somewhere. There's a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Somehow, someday,
the song of your laughter. I can still taste the sorrow of your tears. We said goodbye, but our hearts won't hear. Now, my love, there's nothing left to fear. With all my heart, put me through. It leads me back to you. There is only one road I'm walking, only one lifetime, one heart to go. Only one road I'm walking, but I'm gonna.
Because I need you here beside me.
course, in the middle was Somewhere from West Side Story, recorded especially for an all-star benefit CD named Utopia in 2001, with proceeds going to HRC, GLAAD, and Lambda Legal. And the CD was an excellent project. And the last song, a cover of Celine Dion's Only One Road, was also on an HRC benefit CD, called Love Rocks, in 2004. We're up to 2005, and in that year, Billy released, I think, a wonderful album called At the Corner of Broadway and Soul. If you like Billy at all, you must own this album. I featured it on a radio show I was doing then named Audiophile and got a short interview with him, and to set it up, I had just asked him to do a sound blurb describing the album, and amazingly, he did it in one take. So you'll hear him do that, and then more of our conversation.
At the Corner of Broadway and Soul is a melding of all of the genres of music that I grew up with, from gospel to R&B to musical theater, all rolled up in one. And I wanted to put this album together because on paper, it looks like it doesn't work, but I wanted to prove that it does. And so that's what this album is about.
You're good. That's about the smoothest take I think I've gotten in a long time from somebody.
I've been doing this a long time, J.D. Doyle.
Yeah, you should hear some of the people hem and haw, and then they stop, and this is great.
No, I've been doing it for a long time, so, you know.
Is your first album still available?
For $100 a pop.
Huh. Because I looked around a little bit for it, you know, Amazon and so forth. I didn't see it anywhere.
Well, maybe they've sold out. You know, for a while, there were copies that, like, eBay was selling for, $100.
Well, that's a great compliment.
Yeah, it's a compliment. I wasn't seeing none of it, but...
Well, that's true. Yeah, you got a point there.
You know, it's like, if I was getting $100, it would be
terrific.
A great
well,
compliment.
You could get sell some copies, I guess. I just saw a picture of you and Ari in, I guess, Out magazine. It was an old copy, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It happened to be the same page that I got my picture with Randy Jones in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have that on my website. I had the whole page there as an example. And I was looking at it and said, oh, there's Ari and Billy.
Yes.
Well, your album is really good.
Thank you so much.
And I'm not inclined to live albums. But it was just fine. Didn't bother me at all.
You're not inclined to live albums?
I'm not inclined towards live albums, because I want to hear the music. I want to hear the singer.
Right.
I don't want the audience to get in the way, and sometimes they really do.
Yeah, we worked really hard to produce it so that...
Yeah, you did a great job.
You know,
with
my
it.
Voice was forward and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And I just love that you did I'm Telling You I'm Not Going.
I had to do it.
Yeah, I've already played that on my show. I love that.
And where are you out of?
Houston.
Oh, you're out of Houston.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, next time I'm in Houston, I will look you up.
Please do. If you're going to do a gig or something, let me know, and I'll plug it ahead of time.
All righty.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Thanks a lot, Billy. It's
Thank
great to talk
so
to you
much.
Finally.
All right. I'll All right. talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I ever knew. There's no way I could ever go. No, 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 no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. I'm staying in you and you and you. You're gonna love me. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, love me. Ooh, 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 love me. Love me. Love me. Love me. Love me. Love.
Oh, thank you. I had to do it. Y'all know I couldn't, you know I couldn't pass it up. I've been wanting to sing that song forever. And play Effie. You know, that song saved my life. Jennifer Holliday saved my life. If it wasn't for her, I was 12 years old. And I was watching the Tony Awards, 1982, the second Sunday of June. I didn't know who Tony was. Had no idea. But it looked interesting to me. So I kept it on while I was washing the dishes. And all of a sudden, there were a bunch of black people on the television looking fabulous, I might add. And Jennifer Holliday saying, "And I'm telling you, I'm not going." And that was the day that I decided that this is who I am. So thankfully to her and to the writers and God who brought that into somebody's mind, it's amazing. So I began my obsession with the theater, you know, and I would go to the Carnegie Library and check out 10 albums a week and just study the shows, study the writers and the actors who were in them and the lighting designers and the sound designers, like everything. I just knew everything. And I went to the Carnegie Library one day, speaking of roles that I'll never play. And the queen, who was the librarian, God bless him, he was fabulous. He handed me an album and he said, "This is the only album you're going to need this week." And it was Sunday in the Park with George. And hence, my obsession with Stephen Sondheim began. And when I put that album on and I heard the ending of the first act, which was a song called Sunday, which is a song called Sunday, it shifted something in my spirit and it let me know that when art, true art, is in its purest form, it transcends all racial and cultural and religious and sexual barriers. Don't have nothing to do with that, because it's from here.
Yellow red water on the blue, purple, yellow, red grass. Let us pass through our perfect park, pausing on a by the cool blue triangular water, on the soft green elliptical grass, as we pass through arrangements of shadows towards the I
bum 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 bum.
People strolling through the
trees
of a small suburban
Again, I just love that album. At the same time Kinky Boots was getting its Tony for Best Musical, another show won for Best Revival of a Musical. A little show by gay composer extraordinaire Stephen Schwartz called Pippin. And I've got a song from Pippin by Billy Porter, as in 2001 he took part in a benefit concert dedicated to the works of Charles Strauss, Arthur Schwartz, and Stephen Schwartz. Billy got to sing the show's opening number, Magic to Do. I'm stopping that a bit abruptly to make time for more music, and a little of a beautiful song written by John Bacchino. I'm a big fan of his, and in 2006, he included Billy Porter in a musical review of some of his best songs, and believe me, picking just one from that review was very difficult. But among the cream of the cream is the song Grateful, and here's a little of it.
I've got a roof over my head.
I've got a warm place to sleep. Some nights I lie awake counting gifts instead of counting sheep. I've got a heart that can hold love. I've got a mind that can think. There may be times when I lose the light and let my spirit sink, but I can't stay depressed when I remember how I'm blessed. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful.
Billy was a guest on Matt Zarley's 2009 song, When You See a Chance, and there were 10, count 'em, 10 different mixes of that song. But I perversely chose the only non-dance one. And here's another song I unfortunately only have time to give you a taste of, but you can find the video of it on YouTube. In 2010, David Raleigh organized a benefit recording of That's What Friends Are For, and recruited Billy, Ari Gold, and Alan Cumming to join him. Where I pick it up, you'll first hear Alan, then Ari, and you'll definitely know when Billy takes the Gladys Knight part.
Oh, keep smiling, keep shining, Lord, you can always count on me.
Keep shining.
This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and thanks for checking out my special segment on the music of Billy Porter. After researching him, I found he was involved in many more projects than I ever dreamed, and it was agonizing to realize I could not include a number of other songs I considered. But of course, I'm taking you out with his current awesome success, playing Lola in Kinky Boots, and rightfully winning a Tony for that. I'm putting two songs from the show together, Land of Lola, with Lola telling it like it is, and the finale, Just Be, sung by the whole cast. Billy, thank you for the music.
Leave expectations at the door. Just let your eyes explore my cinematic flair. From my boot to derriere, I've got a lacy silken feel with arms as hard as steel. I am freedom, I'm constriction, a potpourri of contradiction. Leave that humdrum face of plum behind. Once you walk inside these doors, you're mine. Now let me blow your mind and light you up. And then here I am. Yes, ma'am, I'm Lola. And like you say, ooh-wee, that's me, Ebony. I am Lola. Ooh. Step into a dream. Where glamour is extreme. Welcome to my fantasy. We give good epiphany. So come and take my hand. And welcome to the land of Lola. To be embarrassed, I like being looked at, and you like to look. I know a way to make us both happy.
Lola.
Oh, Lola. Yeah, got Ginger Rogers Salazar with the moves of Fred Astaire. I'm Black Jesus, I'm Black Mary, but this Mary's legs are hairy. I'm your cocoa butter bitch, not just cookie cutter kitsch. I provide the unexpected with a prize that's undetected. Extreme. Welcome to my fantasy. We give good epiphanies. Step into a dream. The climate is extreme. Welcome to my fantasy. We give good epiphanies. So come and take my hand and welcome to the land. Oh, la, la, la,
la, la.
Say my name. Oh,
la,
now come and take my hand and welcome to the land of Lola.
Yet to make up their minds, as people all over the world clamor for Kinky Boots. It's time for us to get back to work. But before we go, we would like to leave you with the Price and Simon secret to success.
All right, now we've all heard of the 12-step program, have we not? Yes, but what you can do in 12, I want you to know that we all can do in 6. Ow, and it goes like this. Come on, come on.
Learn something new.
Accept yourself and you'll accept others too.
Let
love shine.
Let pride be your guide.
You change the world when you change.